Okay, so it looks like it's time to go on here to, let's see, Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello, Dr. Wright. I appreciate so much you taking my call. I'm calling about my daughter, who is 35 years old and just diagnosed with uterine fibroids after a heavy abnormal bleeding. And she was looking online for options for treatment and has come across one called LAAM, LAAM, which stands for Laparoscopic Assisted Abdominal Myomectomy. And I want to inquire if it's something you've heard of, if you know anything about it, if it is safe, or if it is in fact an option. She would like to have children, and she's 35.
Well, it is an option, ma'am, but if we're wanting to have children, if we can do so without messing with the uterine walls, it would be very, very nice. And there are so many things that reduce fibroids that are in nature. It isn't funny. I'm going to read you a quick list and then focus on a few of them. But I'm just looking at all the titles of all these research papers that I have in a file under fibroids. Let's see, there's black cohosh, there's a green tea extract, there's curcumin, there's vitamin D. What else? Something called genistein. There's a formula called GUI formula from Chinese medicine. That's GUI formula. Publication was in 1992. And guess what? It was found to shrink fibroids in 60% of the ladies it was tried on for. Oh, but we're not done yet. There's also a hormone that our bodies are supposed to make called 2-methoxyestradiol, which is a type of estrogen. And 2-methoxyestradiol, whoa, it brings fibroids to a halt, and it sometimes turns them around. I'm not kidding. And I think I already mentioned curcumin. So there's so many things that one can do to stop a fibroid cold, and number two, to frequently shrink it, that I would be going that route first. Now, the heavy bleeding may or may not have a darn thing to do with a fibroid. I've worked with people who've had fibroids and have perfectly normal menstrual periods from the time they started their menstrual periods till they stopped, and they were just accidentally found to have a fibroid later on. And of course, fibroids do usually shrink after the menopause, but still, the bleeding may be attributable to the fibroid, but not likely. It's usually attributed to other things. What you may or may not have heard is that there's a fairly famous publication, famous in natural medicine circles from 1977 from the South African Medical Journal that showed that women could stop having menstrual periods just by taking, this is 92% of the women who tried it, just by taking 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, and they quit having heavy menstrual bleeding. So it may be a vitamin A insufficiency problem. That is not uncommon. But getting back to the 2-methoxyestradiol, she really needs to be working with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, get a test done for all the estrogen metabolites. Now, if she's still having her menstrual periods, then if we can, we want to avoid giving 2-methoxyestradiol from the outside, which we can, by the way, we can get it through compounding pharmacies. But we also do things so a woman's own level of 2-methoxyestradiol will go up internally, made by her very own ovaries. Now, a lot of women, particularly if they're under some stress, their 2-methoxyestradiol levels go low. Why? Well, you heard the 2-methoxy, that just stands for methyl groups, and if we're under stress, methyl groups have to be used to detoxify stress-related hormones, and so they're not available to stick onto estrogen and fight cancer, which is what 2-methoxyestradiol does mostly. It fights cancers. Fibroids are not a cancer. They're a benign tumor, but even so, 2-methoxyestradiol fights those too. So I'd be checking in with a physician who knows their hormones backwards, forwards, and upside down. And you're not going to find that in conventional medicine. They don't even pay attention. You'll find that in natural medicine. We do a lot of that at Tohoma Clinic. So do many other doctors in the area. And then we can tell a person, oh, gee, your 2-methoxyestradiol, if it's low, you take this, this, and this, and come back in a couple of months, do another test. And almost always, it's higher and where it belongs. And the woman's own ovaries are making it. And then, like I say, there's all these other botanicals that have been found to help against fibroids too, ma'am. Time for me to shut up.
Okay, you mentioned the stress, and she has gone through a about 3 years ago, an adrenal fatigue type of thing. Could that be an indicator for the stress thing?
Yes, ma'am, it's an indicator for the stress, and it's also an indicator for low 2-methoxyestradiol, because when we have adrenal fatigue, that means our adrenal glands aren't making so much cortisol. So what do our bodies need to do to fight the stress? They got to make adrenaline. And guess what? Adrenaline is detoxified by taking away the methyl groups from the estrogens.
Okay. Well, I guess my next question is there any of your doctors at Tahoma specifically experienced in this area?
Where are you located, ma'am?
We're in Seattle.
Yeah, but what part?
Well, I'm in South Seattle. She's actually up in Everett.
Okay, then I'd suggest seeing Dr. Morikal at North Seattle. We have a North Seattle clinic. Dr. Morikal's been doing all this stuff for about 25 years now, ma'am. She joined Tahoma Clinic just 2 or 3 years ago, but she, like everybody else who comes to Tahoma Clinic, sat in with our hormone expert doctors for a while. So, yeah, I'd see Dr. Morikal, M-O-R-I-C-A-L.
Very good. All right, certainly appreciate your time and your help to all of us on your program.
Well, that's
thank
kind
you
of you
so
to
much.
Say so, ma'am, and thank you for calling.